Billy and the Parent Plan, written by Anne Bryant and read by Jillian Walters.
Chapter 1, The Beginning of the End. My name's Billy Stubbs. Well, to tell the truth, it's Millie Stubbs. But when I was 4, I had a bad cold and a blocked up nose one day. And the lady from the newspaper shop asked me what my name was. And I tried to say Millie, but it came out like Billy. You'll see what I mean if you block your own nose and try it. The lady said, "Oh, that's a nice name. I've never heard of Billy for a girl before." And all day long I kept trying it out and making Mum say it too. And when I woke up the next day I still liked it. So then I made everyone say it and it just kind of stuck. This is a description of me. I'm 10 years and 349 days old, which makes me nearly 11. And I'm quite small for my age, with bluey-grey eyes and straight dark brown hair that comes down to the end of my sleeves. When I'm wearing short sleeves, that is. Like right now. These sleeves are part of a dress that's long and tight and shiny and dark gold and swirls out at the bottom if you whiz round. Mum and I chose it together, and for once he wasn't around and neither was Victoria. Of course, Mum made me try it on for him, and he said I looked like a film star in it. How stupid is that? How can a nearly 11-year-old look like a film star? And Victoria, my 18-year-old very, very nearly stepsister, gave me one of her big, squelchy kisses and said I looked good enough to eat. Pathetic. So now I'm sitting on an extremely hard seat in the register office, staring at the back of Mum's head and feeling like a custard pie. Great. This is a terrible day. Not because of the dress, because of him. Quentin. I don't even care that the seat's hard. I don't care that Granny Caroline's perfume is getting up my nose from one side and Victoria keeps whispering things in lipstick breath into my ear on the other side. There isn't any room left in my brain for thinking about those things because of concentrating so hard on the back of Mum's head. And this is why. I'm trying to do something my best friend Archie told me about called thought transference, so I can make Mum realise that this is her last chance to get out of marrying stupid old Quentin. Some people don't actually mean old when they say stupid old, like this stupid old pen won't work, but I mean it. You see, Quentin's 53, which is old enough to be a granddad, and Mum's only 36. This is your very, very last chance, Mum. Do you, Emma Stubbs, take Quentin Taylor Crawford to be your lawful wedded husband? Just say no, Mum. You've got to. Please don't marry that ancient old antique dinosaur. Just say no. Say no. I do. My whole body feels like sliding down to the floor and dissolving into nothingness. Mum, what have you done? They're smiling at each other now, and I'm going frozen on the inside, thinking back to how it all began. If only she hadn't gone to that dinner party in Somerset, she would never have met Quentin in the first place. Then I wouldn't be stuck here, like the saddest, crossest person in the entire world, with the most boring, old-fashioned, looks-like-a-granddad man for my stepfather. I stared out of the register office window and went off into a daydream. If Quentin and I lived in the animal kingdom, I would be a small black-and-white chimp and he would be a raggedy old grey mongoose. That's how different we are. And now my last hope has gone.